Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Soul Wisdom with your host, Reverend James Ellis. Clairvoyant Reverend James Ellis is an ordained minister specializing in holistic living and is a spiritual intuitive counselor. He helps in providing assistance in soul purpose activations for individuals that are seeking soul growth. His practice offers comprehensive healing expansion from the 144th dimension of reality for soul ascension. His intuitive guidance is tailored to meet the needs of each individual.
Hey, 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 it's Reverend James, and welcome to the show, and I'm really happy to be here, and happy holidays if you celebrate the holidays. I always feel like this time of year holds the most energy because people are paying attention to what they're thinking a little bit, so I always feel happier, what a time we're going through with, the winter solstice and today the new supermoon. Amazing, amazing, amazing. I have actually started sleeping different. I usually get the energy a little bit earlier than it can be days before something happens that you can get the energy, or days after. It just depends, you know, how you integrate it. I usually get things before, and oh wow, I have had the most peaceful sleep I've ever had. I actually feel, I can't even believe it. I always have been getting up at 6 a.m. and miraculously I've had a change in my sleep pattern. And it's felt really good, really healthy. And that is amazing. When you feel good, you know, from a good night's sleep, and when you feel, I want you to try to, I keep thinking that the ascension is going to look like something, but it's not. In 2012, I expected it to be like this big change, and there was a change, but it wasn't what I thought it would be. And then I thought, well, you know, it's coming, and when all these planets align, and in I think it was like 2018, 2019, and there was a lot of things that happened in that time, but it wasn't a big ascension change, or it was a change, but it was towards ascension. But it didn't appear like the world changed and the split timeline, you know. He told me, my guide in March said, you know, it's splitting. The timelines are splitting. And so I expected to see something, you know, more. And so I just want to say ascension is an individual thing. I actually thought it was going to be like a world thing. And it is in a way, like a lot of people are waking up. So it is affecting the world. And that's why there's all those protests across the world. And that's why people are starting to speak out about atrocities against humans and stuff like that. And so it is changing. And it's just not what I thought. And so I want you to not think that ascension is something that you're going to see. It's something you're going to experience. And that's what it's been for me. In 2012, it was a different experience. In 2018, when I thought it was this big thing with these planetary alignments and everything, it was a big thing, but it wasn't what I thought. And now I'm thinking, you know, this is the time. You know, this is we're in ascension. The whole world should be happy and peaceful. We should all be playing in the playground of our minds. But it's not that way. Actually, it's very cold. And if for everybody that's very cold, I'm cold too. It's 12 here in Arkansas, in Fort Smith. And so the cold is good, though. I actually believe the cold actually cleanses. So even though that there's a lot on the internet that says this is HARP, or, you know, this is weather modification that's causing this and all that. It doesn't matter what it is. What it matters is that it's cleansing out some of the energy that can't be there when it's warm, and it kills micro germs. So, you know, that's the great thing about the cold. It actually does help, even though it seems like flu is worse and everything when it's cold, but that's because people are indoors more and trapped more indoors. It actually is better to have it a little bit cooler than hot to get rid of germs. Anyways, I welcome everybody to the show. My guide is Akiz from 12th Dimension Elira. I'm excited to be here today. I'm actually so happy. I can't even believe it. And not holy. Like, usually this time of year is really holy, holy, holy for me because I'm a minister, number one. But it's different this year. It's happy. And it's not that I don't feel the reverence of the time, because I do. And I do take it seriously. And I do, in my meditations, be in gratitude for what's transpiring in my life and in everybody's life that I get to touch. So, you know, I welcome change for everybody, and I hope that me doing this show helps you change to your best and highest so that you can actually feel happy. You know, it's kind of weird to be happy, you know, to actually feel not tired and awake, and there's good food, and there's, you know, and you don't have to worry about work, and you don't have to worry about this, and just let go of some of that craziness that life makes us have. We don't need to be more. We need to be still. And the reason why you be still is so that you can know thyself, I am. Know your I am presence. And in that, start manifesting. You are a child of God. God created you. There's only one of you. You're perfect in your expression of as an individual. Whether you're a perfect person or not is your choice on how you want to be as a person. But your expression was exactly the way it was supposed to be. How you utilize that is your responsibility and your ascension path. So let's ascend. Let's get to be better people. Let's do greater things. Let's have fun. Let's enjoy life. Let's be neighbors. It's really, really an amazing time that we're going into. And I believe 2023 is going to be one of those years we're never going to forget, because I really believe it's the precipice of the big change. I think we're going to get introduced to aliens. And I'm hoping, because, you know, I keep asking, when are we actually going to have the formal introductions? Because people need that in order to understand that it really exists. And it's not that they don't believe it exists, because almost everybody believes there's aliens. And they don't like to be called aliens, sentient beings. It just puts us in a non-superior place, and that to us is frightening to begin with. But if they wanted to do stuff to us with their superiority, they would have already done it. So you can stop being afraid about that. I do believe that the technology that's coming forward is going to rapidly change our living and how we actually how our communities work. And I want you to remember, it's local. Remember that you're living locally. So the way that you change your life and your world is locally. So start thinking locally. How do I help locally? What can I do to make my life better here and now? And take one step towards it and see if another opportunity doesn't open up, because it is about stepping into experience that creates other experience, that creates other experience, that creates life. And if you're living in the now, you welcome experience and you're not afraid of experience. And sometimes it's hard. It's like, oh, it's changing. Yeah, everything changes. It changes every day. The only thing we're sure of is that it is going to change, and that eventually our physical bodies won't withstand lives or, you know, years of life. But, you know, you can still live a good long time, and you can still make a huge difference. And I'm still hoping to make a difference even in my life for everyone. So I don't want to keep talking, because I do have over a full caller queue. And if you're in the caller queue and you have a question, you have to press 1. That raises the hand. Almost everybody has their hand raised. There's a couple that don't. So I'm just telling you that. And you can press it and press it again, and I think you'll stay right where you are. Anyways, Aki is my guide. He's from 12th Dimension of Lyra. He doesn't speak English. He speaks like language, which is a vibrational language or a vibrational energy. It's more than a language because it actually can affect your vibration. It can affect you all the way down to your DNA, all the way inside your cells. So interestingly, we're all vibration, and his communication to me is through vibration. So what he wants you to do is place your left hand on your solar plexus, which is just above your belly button, and your right hand on your heart chakra. And what we're going to do is we're going to anchor you for the new year. Dang, we're going to have a good new year. I really feel like it. We got to have a great year. This is the year that you're going to have one of the best years of your life. I feel like after the energy after March of this year looks like phenomenal. So please be aware that you can have all the things that you want if you take the appropriate steps now for tomorrow. So we'll put our hands there, left hand on the solar plexus and right hand on your heart chakra. Naha iki kekene no ma'ane he sehe ewa. And it doesn't have to look like what you think. All you have to do is allow what it's to be. Kana na ke 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 ne no na ma a anasehe ewa. A ke 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 kuma anasi ewa. Take a big breath in through your nose like 3 times. Bring it up, breathe it, hold it for a second, and then release what no longer serves you. Just do it like 3 times. You want to get relaxed. Oh, I like that big belly breath. One more time. And we're all entitled to our heart fulfilled. And we're strengthening that, or we're integrating it into our solar plexus, our heart desire. Giving us the strength and the fortitude and the ability to manifest our true desires. And now in celebration of the holiday, we're just going to bring a blessing. And to the world, and so it is. And so as we all did that, we blessed the world too. And I thank you for participating. I do have a full caller queue, so I'm going to go right on to the callers and let's have some fun, I guess. Hello, 651, you're on the air. Can I get your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Christiana. I'm calling from Minnesota.
Hi, Christiana from Minnesota. How can I help you today?
I actually have or believe there has been a spirit in my room, a male spirit that likes to stand next to my bed. And I'm just wondering, I'm trying to get them to cross over and into the light, and was wondering if they finally did.
I don't get that they crossed over. Okay, so I'm going to just, I have to tell you the truth. I don't get that they crossed over yet. So what you can do is, I don't know what you're doing, but when you wake up to the spirit, did you ask them what they wanted?
No.
I think it's a message is what they're trying to give you. And do you have somebody that's really sick in your family right now?
My aunt.
Okay. So it's an aunt. I didn't see that. Is it her? I'm not really sure what the message is. I felt like it wasn't, I don't know why I didn't think it was your aunt, but anyways, I feel like the message is you have to hear the message before they're going to leave is what I think it is. And I don't think that you've heard the message. So what if you have the experience again, you just need to remain calm and say, you know, what is the message? Because they're trying to tell you something. And then just sit in silence with the message and say, okay, I release you now. I got the message. You can go to the light. And they'll leave. I think they're messenger. It's a messenger. And it's about somebody who's, I think, about somebody who's sick. So it might be, did you see your aunt recently? I thought it was closer than an aunt, but okay.
It's been a little while since I saw my aunt.
You might want to make a communication with her then. Okay, because I feel like, it's something about crossing over. So, and it's a message that you need to hear. So I think you should contact your aunt. Okay. That's what I'm getting. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do. I talk to her and I wish her well through the chemotherapy and everything.
Okay. Okay. Well, pay attention because I think, maybe the time's drawing near. So I guess that's the message that I had for you. So I hope that helps.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah,
namaste.
Thank you.
Yeah, sometimes when spirits come, what they do is they have messages. They don't just show up. Some come to you to help you have them cross over. Some come with messages that you have to hear. And some of them are actual blessings in disguise and really are there to help you, like your guardian angels and stuff. And they do talk to you. And you can utilize angels to help you through the day. I utilize angels all the time. You can help. They do everything. I'm going to go right on to the next caller, which is a 111 number. Hi, 111, you're on the air. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Well, hello. Happy holidays, Melissa. See you.
Hi, Melissa. Happy holidays to you. How can I help you today?
Yes, thank you for that. I agree with you on the ascension. Anyway, going to my question.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank you very much for the last time that you were proud of me. It means a lot for me, Key. I always wanted to be a light worker. And I'm just trying to identify, kind of clarify, I know you said you can only project up to 6 months what the universe shows, but I'm doing a project, but I'm going to have others that I'm developing for next year. I think that will be, it will intercept with what I'm doing, but my male friend, right? This is the first one that I found that's so helpful, very helpful. He said something that kind of sparkle, and want to know, is he going into a transition where he's breaking away from what he has with the other, and I would die, I have no business, with the business partner? And will continue to help me. That's something I really need clarification. I hope I said it right.
I'm
going to mumble too much.
I don't. No, you didn't. I think I don't get that he's breaking away from the business partner either. That's, I'm just not getting yes on that. But it doesn't mean that it can't happen. And it just doesn't mean that it's happening within 6 months. So it looks like it's the same path. I don't see it diverting. So, you know, like if he was breaking away from somebody, I would see a shift in the path, a crack, a light, they give me things that show that they're breaking away. Sometimes they break a stick or something in front of me or whatever. It's different stuff, but it's showing the path is the same. So I feel like it's slow and steady. and that it's not changing as when I look at it, unfortunately. But I do see success for you next year in a lot of your endeavors. And one thing that I want to try to tell you is try not to focus too much on every word. Try to rather experience the feeling. I think you're focusing a little too hard on every word that people are saying, and it has to be more of a flow of the essence. Do you get that?
Yes, but this is my question to you. Concerning that business partner, she projected some negative energy, and I think a month ago you said to me that after 9 months he was going to be changing the way he does business with her. And I just need clarification on that part.
I think so that is correct. I got a yes on that. I got yes that there is a change in 9 months. That's a little farther out than I was looking. But I do feel like there's a clearing next year for him. Whether he leaves that person is the hard part because they're entangled. And I don't get that he's going to. I do get there's a change in energy and everything. Still. So it's one of those ones, it's an entanglement and they're not easy to separate. And it's very interesting when you have an entanglement, you know, both people have to want to end it. And when one does, the other one doesn't. And when the other one does, the other one doesn't. So kind of one of those situations that gets very messy. Like 1 minute, everybody's on the same page and it's going to end. And then the next minute, I'm not going to do that because it's not in my best and highest interest because I'm not getting what I want. And then it's just entangled. So it gets messy. But I don't see, I'm sorry. I want to say, you know, he'll be done with that partner and moving on and it's all going to be cherries and stuff. But I don't get that. I get it stays the same. I kind of always felt that it was one that was going to be just like this, an entanglement rather than a relationship in person because of the distance and all kinds of stuff. So. How you should proceed, this is what I would ask myself. How do I proceed? And is this in my best and highest interest? And what are you trying to get from the relationship? Are you trying to get more friendship, help? You know, it depends what you really, if you're looking for the relationship part of it, then it has to be, you have to meet each other. You have to have, it gets complicated. Like I said, it is a very entangled little situation. So you have
question.
To really be clear on your path. Okay, go ahead.
I have to ask you quickly on that because he said to me, and I'm not into fear and free will. I don't do that stuff. He said that this business partner has changed, that it's not the same anymore, things have changed, it's a disturbance. And I said, okay, well, good luck to you. You know, I don't know what that's between, whatever. Things always end or begin. I want to know, is that true, what he said to me?
I get yes that it has changed, but what you're looking at, change doesn't mean an end. It means it's different, and that it's on a different level now, and it's playing out on a different level. Not that it's over. So there's a difference there. Yeah, I do believe he has a change in his in aspects of what's going on in his life. And I do think he likes you. Listen, I'm not saying that there isn't interest there in everything. It's just more complicated than that. Do you understand that?
No, I understand that. But when you say change, what it means, like, when you say, like, there's more conflict, like they're separating a little bit more, little by little?
I feel like he's a little bit, I don't know, I'm going to use the word angrier. So he has less, he has a little bit more anger or a little bit more jadedness towards the other person. Yeah, I think it's a little bit not as smooth as it used to be. But I think the other person thinks, that's okay, it can stay the same, it can stay the same. But it can't stay the same. He doesn't want it to stay the same, but he doesn't know how to shift it out of there is what I think is what it is. Because it's not going to stay the same, and nothing ever stays the same. And they're kind of playing a game that, you know, until they're done, everybody's in the middle. Do you get that?
Yeah, well, one last thing, please, because I have a business thing coming up, and you're always in my circle. Thank you, James. When do you see projecting him coming? Because I'm not about the other thing. He said he was coming to the, because I'm going to have other things that I'm going to do. I'll talk to you later on about it, but he gave me a time frame. I'm not sure between March and May.
It looks like there's a possibility between March.
March?
3 months.
Too soon. Well, but Virginia,
well,
I just need a blessing from you.
What's that?
Go ahead. You said March?
Yeah, I think it's you said between March and May, and that hit like it's a possibility.
I asked you permission, Deb, you can... When you get off the phone, Deb, you can please get her off my energy field. I know she does cards.
Okay, I will do something for you, Melissa, but you need to block your energy yourself. You know that. And absolutely just don't let anybody be in your energy field. That's all you have to keep saying. I don't allow anybody in my energy field. I fill it with the Christ light. I surround myself with protection. I ask Archangel Michael to protect me all through the day until I'm in bed at night, and I only release you so that I can do my work and my dreams. You can do stuff so that you're protected all the time, and you should be doing that. Everybody should do that every day anyway. So just make sure that you surround yourself with protection. But I will absolutely send you some extra healing energy. I'll send some Arcturian guards or something. I wrote you down, Melissa. So I'm going to go on. I hope that helps, and I'm going to go on to the next caller now. Thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you. Wow.
Okay, namaste. Okay, I'm going to go on to 630. Hi, 630.
Hi, Reverend.
You're on the... Hi.
Merry Christmas.
What now? You have to say you sent me a link to your video station, and everybody should know that link so they can follow you. So, are you doing that on YouTube?
Yes. So my YouTube channel is Stella Rose All Day, and
that's
the playlist. Yeah, Stella Rose All Day, and the playlist that I sent you is I'm doing a documentary on the death of Aaron Carter.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I did see it. I did watch it for a little bit. Yeah, I think it's interesting. I think it's a good way to keep in touch with people, too. And it's good. I thought it was good analysis of stuff that you were breaking down on his death and stuff. So, Another way to reach people, to make a difference, to also be heard. There, no one's quieting you, so you now have a free road to rise to the highest levels possible. And I see that coming, and I like it because I feel like you also have good chat, which is, you know, an ability to not just say the facts, but to have a perspective that people will find interesting.
Yeah, it's true. Like, I finally found, like, a place where I'm connected to a community. I have, I started that channel with, like, in November, I had, like, 32 subscribers. And now I have almost 500. And
yeah, cool.
I'm meeting a lot of people through it. It's engaging the audience. People are asking me about the other books that I've published. And, it's a great way for me. Yeah, I feel like I'm finally a part of, like, something, like a community, you know. And it's everything's going really well.
They're your people.
So, yeah, they're my people, right.
Well, yep. It's time. We're all in a, believe it or not, in kind of a nesting thing where we're going to be coming as communities together, people together. We are going to be nesting or being family together. So it's really interesting, and I'm glad. I could tell right away when I watched the video that was going on. So, and I watched more than one video. Just so that you know. I was really impressed. I love the Stella Rose All Day, or what is it?
My handle? Yeah, that's my social media handle.
So say it again so everybody can hear it and check it out.
Stella Rose All Day.
So, and it is R-O-S-E, as in a rose. Stella Rose All Day, and she also is the author of Shattered Windows, and the sequel is, what's the sequel?
Hush Money.
Hush Money, yeah, so very interesting, and she's come a long way. She's lost millions of dollars, or it was stolen from her, but yeah, it's a very, very interesting story and a good read, and it's an. I think it's fun. I'm really happy for you. So, how can I? Do you have a question for me today?
Okay, so I found a house, a different one down down south, and it might be a little bit out of my price range, but do you see me being able to purchase a home in 2023? It doesn't even have to be in Florida. It's just I would like to have my own, like, financial stability in my own home again.
I get a yes on that. And like I said just a few minutes ago, it's time. What you're doing is you're feeling that need to nest, which means find your home, get your house in order. And get your family or your friends, and friends are family. I know they're not your birth family, but they are family as much as, you know, family is. You may not genetically be related to them, but sometimes friends are better than family. So I do feel like there's a community that's you're wanting. You need that socialization too. So you're coming out in a big way, and you're going to be a lot more social, I believe. And I do feel like Florida feels real fun. It does. So if Florida's where, it really is, where do you want to settle? And in some ways, you know, I feel like Florida offers you the most opportunity, but it depends what, you know, it's always up to you. And it does feel fun, though.
Awesome.
I like fun because fun means that you're being happy. You know, a lot of people don't get happiness. They don't have happiness in their life because they don't know how to be happy. So when I look at energy, one thing that's great, feels wonderful to me, is fun. And I feel like sun and fun is something you are.
True story. Thank you, Reverend James. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great holiday. Are you going to stay around? Are you going to stay home or with your son?
I don't really do holidays. I'll have to be truthful with you. Yes, I'm staying around with my son. I didn't. My big Christmas present to myself was I bought myself a box of Russell Stover's candy, and I bought the 33 pieces, the big box.
That's so cute.
And that's, you know, I mean, truthfully, I don't need anything. It's kind of weird when you get to a certain stage, you know, it's not about presents. It's not about all of that. You don't need anything. So it becomes a different, what I want is way bigger. I'm praying for the whole world. You know, I'd like to see the ascension the way that I saw in my mind, where everybody changed at once. You know, I like to see us all with no war. I like to, you know, those are the presents I really want. And not just for me. I don't want them my life's pretty perfect, but I want them for everybody else so that everybody else can be happy too. I don't want to live with a bunch of miserable people around me. I want everyone to be happy. So, and I know that's possible, and I know that it's coming, and I know that the ascension is here. So I just don't, you know, and I don't see the split timeline. I know that I've been told that it's happened, you know, but I'm not seeing the good and the bad separated into two different things. But I can tell you that the people that are on the ascension line are happier or are going in the right direction when I'm looking at them. So we are doing it. It's just really slow compared to what I thought it would be and how it would look. But I want everybody to still hold out and hold your heart for what really is important, and that's the perfect life here. We're supposed to have heaven on earth. That's what we're promised. So I hope I didn't waste too much of your time on that answer.
No, thank you. I enjoy listening to your show. Thank you so much, Reverend James, for everything.
Okay, I appreciate your call in. You have a happy holidays, and be safe. Namaste.
Namaste.
Yeah, and I want that for everybody to be safe. I don't want anybody to have non-safe experiences. 773, you're on the air, 773. Could I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Reverend James. This is Joellen from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Hello, Joellen. How can I help you?
Well, I was just excited that I saw that you were on today, so I just wanted to jump on and listen. One of the things that is kind of concerning me, I don't know if you know this stuff, but my right hip has been bothering me a lot, and I'm wondering if I went to a massage therapist yesterday, and there's a healer that's from Kentucky, and he's been doing some quantum healing of sorts. And I still, I get minimal relief, but I'm just wondering what, if you know, if there's something I should be doing that I don't know of.
So what I always believe with illness and is number one, it can be healed no matter what it is, even if it's cancer and stuff like that. Okay. So, the reason why people don't heal is they get something from the illness. Now, what you're getting from the illness is what you have to identify. What is the illness giving you? Why is it slowing you down? Why does it want you to not be happy? And so ask it, you know, why don't you want me to be happy? I can't be comfortable. This isn't serving me. So the other thing, what I do, okay, there's a book. It's called A Course in Miracles. And it really is a course in miracles. It takes a year to do the book. It's very long. It took me a year and a half to do the book. And then I went around offering all these miracles to people. And it really does work. You can really create miracles, and people can really have change and healing on every single level. I've helped people walk, literally walk, from a cane to no cane. And I've worked with people who are blind, and I've had limited success with the vision thing, but I did have some success. So, you know, and it also, your success is relying on the other person too. So what I want to say to you is, okay, you've identified that you have a problem in your hip. So go into meditation and ask why. Why am I having this discord in my hip? Why? How is it serving me? What am I getting from it? And what's the message? Because it wants you to stop. You're doing something wrong in your life that's going a little bit chaotic in an area that it shouldn't be. And if you don't slow down, it's going to be worse. So what are you doing in your life that may be pushing you the wrong way? Or
I'm
are you having
simple. I'm a teacher, you know?
Yeah. So are you unhappy with it?
Well, you know, I love teaching my students. I do know that I wanted to go into a new artistic direction, and it's surface pattern design.
Have you done it?
Have I known?
Have you taken steps? Okay, so just take steps towards it. Say, I understand you're telling me it's time for me to make a shift, because usually it's to get you to stop and listen to what your truth is. Because when you're happy, you don't have illness. When you're happy, you don't feel pain. When you're happy and doing the right things, you're inspired, you're pushed, you're motivated, you're excited, you're all the other dopamine type of activity happens. When you're in pain, it's saying, I can't, I can't, I can't, I don't know how, I need to, it's all the opposite. And the reason why is because it's stopping you to say, you know, if you're going to get over it, you know, some people succumb to it and then they have their leg amputated. No, I'm just saying it actually some people do, like, you know, if you have diabetes, you don't have to have your leg amputated. You change your diet, and your diabetes will get better. But some people just succumb to it and they go for, you know, I can't change. And for you, I do feel like the change is coming. I do feel like 2023, it's more like August is what it looks like for you. And I don't like to go that far out, but I do feel like you're going to have a big shift in August that's going to bring you a lot of joy. So are you married?
No.
I had a chance at one point in my life.
Oh,
are you wanting
children?
Have
it's
okay.
I menopause.
So maybe
hit,
it's an adoption. It may be adoption, or I feel like there's a smaller person. I'll just say I think it's a child entering your life in like August. So I don't know if it can be a friend's child that you take on as something important in your life. So I do think there's a big mission coming for you ahead in next year. The thing with the hip is every time your hip hurts, just place your hands on your hip and say, I recognize that you're sending pain to me right now, and I release it. It's no longer serving me. This no longer serves me. I'm moving in a new direction. I want you to take one step towards that goal that you said that you wanted to shift to new design, even if it's to buy the art paper to start making designs. Do something to move in a different direction, because if you stay where you are, you're going to stay in the cycle, and you have to step out of the circle in order for the dance to stop. And so
are my arms related to that? Because my deltoids are sore also.
Like, all of that can be healed in just releasing it. I want to tell you something. The doctor never heals the person. A doctor never does. Even in surgery, they cut you the bad part out, but you have to heal yourself. It's all in the mind. You can go in and with your own hands. There's about...
You know what? I just heard exactly what I was supposed to hear when you were talking. I heard it.
You're so
awesome.
It will change you. You can change yourself. And it really... isn't it funny that you said, well, I kind of have a simple life, but none of us have a simple life. We just have lives that we're experiencing, and We're either moving forward in ways that we want or we're not. And I think you're getting a different direction, Colleen. And interesting that you work with children. That's another, maybe that's why I got the child thing. But I do feel like you're, there's going to be somebody significant entering your life that's a smaller, I think it was a child. So I don't know where it's coming from, though.
Hey, I do have one curious thing. You know, you mentioned about the whole ascension and whatnot. And when I was younger, I had dreams of transportation, like transporting. And I really think that I can do it. I just don't know how, but I, you know, I've tried in other ways. Yeah, teleporting. And I've tried in other ways, like tried being a flight attendant. But I know, I know that there's got to be a way for me to be able to teleport. I'm just wondering if that's something that is possible.
They're called, I like to think of them as out-of-body experiences, okay? And I don't like teleporting because that puts you someplace where you, unless you are really skilled at transporting yourself or unless you're really great at visualization, you can visualize where you want to go. I liked out-of-body experiences, and a lot of people, what they do is they lay down and they allow their body to rise. Well, I didn't. It never worked for me that way. I had to. I laid down on the side of the bed, and I rolled out of my body instead of trying to go up. I don't know why I could never go up, but. And it was because I think I couldn't figure out where the cord, that ethereal cord through your belly button, holds on to you so that your body doesn't have, your body never will die until that cord's cut. So what I would do is I would try, if you're going to do it, and do it, there's a couple of things. You have to do it at a regular time every day. And you have to practice. And really, just give yourself 30 days. You'll know in 30 days. It took way less than that. I can't remember for me. But so first thing that you want to do is try just imagining yourself sitting up. And then what I did was I rolled out of bed onto the floor. Or if there's stairs outside your door, like if you're in your bed and or in a recliner chair and there's stairs, think of yourself going down the stairs and that will pull you out. At least that seemed to be the way that I got it. I tried 1,000 times to rise straight up. It just never worked. So possibly that will give you a path to get out of your body easier, because it's, you probably are getting out of your body. You're probably having those experiences. It's just you're not having the recall of it. And the way that you get the recall of it is you have to do it when you're awake rather than do it and fall asleep. So, and you have to do it. And when you do it, not really. I think you'd be surprised. You can, if you do something every day, just, and it's only got to be like 20 minutes. Nobody says you have to do it for 5 hours. Or, you know, it's. I think what happens is a lot of people put a lot of stress on you. You have to meditate for 4 hours. Well, maybe 20 years ago you had to meditate 4 hours to do stuff. But now I don't. I tell people meditate 10 minutes. 10 minutes is all it takes once you start doing it every day. You know, and give yourself just 10 minutes. Don't do any more. And if you didn't get there, you didn't get there. You'll get there tomorrow. You know, and don't put pressure on yourself. Make it be something that you're truly pursuing on the highest levels, and it'll happen. And that is how it happened for me. I mean, I did have childhood experiences, but at that time I didn't even know what was going on. So it's a little bit different than a lot of people. But I did read quite a few of out-of-body experience books when I was a teenager, and because that's where my interest was then. And that is basically how you do it. And remember, you don't have to be afraid to leave your body because there's a cord that holds you. It's like a thread. It's very hard to see. even when you're out of your body, it's very hard to see it because it's really thin. It's like a thread, not a cord. They call it a cord, but it's a thread. And it's not like you can break it either because it's I don't know. I never had any concern about breaking it. You know, some people said, and you don't have to worry about somebody going into your body if you're out of your body because your cord's still attached. They can only go in if it's severed. And if it's severed, you're dead. So that isn't happening. So you don't have to be afraid about that.
You.
Okay. Yeah, I hope that helps because
it does. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's fun, though. It can be really enlightening, and you can hear messages when you're doing it, too, if you start doing it while you're awake and not only at night before you go to bed. Okay?
Okay. Well, Merry Christmas.
Okay. Yes. Namaste. It was nice talking to you.
Namaste.
Okay. I'm going to go right on to the next caller. I do talk a lot. 346. Hi, 346.
Hi.
You're on
Hi.
The air. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, James. Can you hear me?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Yes,
this is Teresa. Yes. Happy holidays.
And happy holidays. And where might you be located? In Europe?
I'm actually vacationing right now in the Canary Islands. So it's much warmer than where you are right now.
Good for you.
It's like 26 Celsius.
Lucky you. Last
we're
night
have
we
a
were down.
What was
we were,
that you
last
said?
Night, I said last night we got down to, I think, five degrees and snow.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think my family is, I think it's -7 now in Vancouver.
Oh.
So they had to shut the city down
God.
Because everything wasn't operating anymore.
I believe that. It's been very, very cold everywhere. So how can I help you? Because I know you're calling long distance.
I was wondering if you could relook at kind of my path, like where I'll be heading in the new year, because I haven't been successful with really manifesting the things I wanted. And right now I'm kind of at a path where I'm not quite sure, like, if I should continue, like, trying to stay in this country to look for work and even, like, now I have to kind of go back in the cycle of finding rent again. And also, like, I've been having a lot of discord lately, too, with my partner, and it's just been very, it's been pulling me different directions, and I don't know if, like, what's going to happen between us, and so I've been thinking, like, a lot about whether it's still worth, like, staying in Europe.
I look at it two ways. I think what's in your best and highest interest is you're going to be staying where you are. And I think part of what's going on with your relationship is going to mellow out. That it really, there has been discord and stuff, but it just makes you stronger. So look at it as in, you know, this is teaching me something. What is it teaching me? That I'm resilient, that I have the ability to stay strong, that I can have success despite what it may look like on the surface. I'm going to choose success. And if you do that, I think you'll be successful. I think you've been successful already. Maybe not to the, it's kind of like the ascension I said at the beginning of the show, if you heard, it's not what I expected it to look like. And your success has been success, and it's not turned out exactly like you thought it was going to look like. So it's okay, because there's still time to work on building the better. And it will get better and better. And I believe that if you hold true that you're staying, it of course it's a choice. I always remember when you ask yourself, is it in my best and highest interest to go back? Is it in my best and highest interest to stay? And when I ask, should she go back, I get no. And when I ask, should she go, I get, or stay, I get yes. And will she be successful there if she stays? And I get yes. So it's, I understand it's never perfect. It doesn't mean that you're not on the right path, though, and it doesn't mean that you're not going to have mountains of success ahead of you, because you are. You know, it really is about paddling through it, is what I feel like you're in one of those paddle boats.
It's just like, I feel like everything is kind of working against me. Like, I was trying to look for a place to rent with my boyfriend, and then we got involved in a scam, and then we were going to look for another flat together, but we haven't been successful with finding one that is affordable for both of us. So he voiced out and suggested that we find our own rooms. And then he's saying that he may just live somewhere else in a different city. And he's like already planning things for himself. And then with the, it's been many months, like,
so,
my finances have been thinning out. That's one thing. And I just don't see, like, myself finding another flat or another room in the city and paying a lot of money to rent a room if I'm not going to be able to find income to sustain it. And that's why, like,
I need you to listen to all the things that you said, and they're all not positive. So what you need to do is decide what you truly want. And then no matter what the negative is, it's going to be negative. So, but you're choosing what you want. And so then you will rise to that. I do believe that, you know, there's that you guys are not running scared, but that you're scared because of instability. And that scaredness makes you uneasy and tend to, you know, you're nervous about every single thing. So what you need to do is ground yourself, and what you need to do is make the choice. I'm staying here. I'm going to make this work. I think you're still in the fight or flight stage where you're thinking, I'm going to run, or we're not going to be together, we're going to separate, or all of the things that you're saying, you're questioning because you feel insecure. Instead, be secure in your truth. I'm staying here until I find a job, and once I find that job, I will make the next decision, and focus on one thing at a time. I understand that you I do believe you can. Let me just make sure on that. Are they going to get an apartment together? A flat together? I believe you're going to be living together. So I think you need to start expressing, we're going to find a place that's affordable for us to be together. We're not going to have it another way. And we're not going to choose to allow a different outcome. And start proclaiming it. That's what you're working towards. That's the goal. We're going to stay here. We're going to get jobs. We're going to be secure here. And from there, we'll then go from a flat to something more, and start really building your foundation. I think when you're building a foundation, it's scary because there isn't anything there. And it's all on a whim and a prayer. But listen, you're there, and there's a reason you're there. And the reason you're there is because you're supposed to be. Everybody's right where they're supposed to be. If they're supposed to be moving someplace, then it's going to be a choice in direction. And I believe you're supposed to be there. When I ask, is it in your best and highest interest, I get, yes, it's in your best and highest interest to make your plans to stay. When I compare it to the light that of going back home, it's not the same. It's much lower to go back home. So that doesn't, it's not ringing true for you. And you can figure that out for yourself. You don't have to listen to me. You have to know it for your truth for yourself. And once you realize it's your truth, then you'll be staying. And then you'll make it work. Do you understand that?
But it seems like it's not going that way because he told me yesterday when we were kind of arguing that he wants next year to be different. Like he said that he wants something, he wants to change between us. And it felt like he wanted to kind of go separately his way of maybe either moving to another city to live. And because of a lot of the arguments we've been having, like living together, because I think like we each have our own expectations of one another and we haven't been really meeting each other's
So just cancel all of that thinking and only allow what's in your best and highest interest, and then you will have it. Because when I ask it, your best and highest interest is to stay there. When I ask, are they going to be together and is it in their best and highest interest, I get yes. So all the questioning you're doing is you're trying to think of how do I build a foundation and where am I going to be building it and am I going to be afraid? Once you guys stop being afraid and decide for sure we're staying here, we're not going anyplace else, you'll find a place there. Once you be sure that you're staying there, you'll find the employment that you're looking for. And I know, and just make it an unquestionable, I'm not going to have any, I'm staying here. Once you discover it for yourself, not just because I say it, okay, you have to actually discover the truth for yourself. I'm not going back to Canada. I'm staying here because I'm choosing this as my life. Because it's in my best and highest interest. You'll understand that that's the right choice. Do you get that?
Okay. Yeah, I have
I know it's hard
in
to
January.
Do it.
In January, I'm going to be leaving my flat and I'll have to look for another room.
Should be fine. I feel like you'll be fine. Just relax. January's still 2 weeks away. Okay?
Yes.
Allow for what's in your best and highest interest. Really, just allow it to be in your best and highest interest. Say, I can't do this. I have to give it to God to do it for me. Give it to the oneness to solve it for you. You don't have to fix everything or know everything. What you have to do is allow the blessing. God will bless you. You just have to allow it and be fearless and know that in your truth and in your heart you're doing the right thing and that you're staying for the right reason, for a better life, for happiness, for to end discord, to create a foundation for a family. All those things are coming forward for you. You know, so just know what you really want. And I get that you're both scared. But you have to stop being scared and you have to start being more insistent on what you're creating. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send you some energy too. Hopefully I'll do it after the show, Teresa, to help you be a little more grounded. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to let you go with that. I hope it helped.
Okay. Have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Namaste. Yes. Okay, I'm going to go on to 415. Hi, 415. You're on the air. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, James. It's Ann. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Ann. Merry Christmas to you. Are you in New Mexico?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure where you were.
Yeah, I'm glad that I didn't want to travel with all the craziness.
Yeah, yes, and you would have been freezing in Colorado.
Yeah, and stuck in the airport, yeah, in Seattle, either way, yeah.
Yes, that is like some bad weather out there. It's bad weather here, but not, you know, the sun's shining, but it's still just 12 degrees. So
That's crazy for the
chilly. Yeah, for us it is, pretty much. But so do you have a specific question for me?
I don't really. I was just wondering if you've heard from other people or yourself that you feel just kind of weighted down. It's like I don't feel bad, but I just feel like a magnet attached to the ground. I just feel...
give yourself one more day for that. Because the new moon's today. The new moon's today, and it's brand new beginnings. If I didn't tell everybody at the beginning of the show, this is the next 7 years. Set your intentions for 7 years. The winter solstice is the beginning of a new day, and it's also the awakening of a new day, like in the south. So the beginning of the new day is, you know, the day gets shorter and shorter now from every day on, where and in the south it'll be longer and longer. So, but it's 7 years we're moving in with this new moon of energy, of really heightened manifestation abilities. I actually believe we're like going into the ascension that I thought would have happened years ago, where more magic or more the magic of kindness is going to shift us into communities or into something that we lost as far as a connection with people, and on a level that we haven't experienced before as a world. And it's the whole world. It's not just the U.S. or whatever. It's the whole world is in this. And it is going to bring about a radical, I think. It has to be radical because we're in a radical place right now. Change where how could it have just shifted all the ugliness away, but I do believe that's what's happening. And I'm hoping by March.
Wow.
That would be ideal. Yeah. I feel like it's a really quick shift. And I think everybody's that is going to awaken. I don't think everybody awakens. And I do believe that there, you know, a lot of, we're going to have a solar flash and all this stuff is going to happen and da, 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 da. I just think that it's going to happen because people are, their hearts are restless, and they're looking for that that peace in their heart. And to find that, they have to ascend. And that means letting go of all your ugliness, your anger, your bitter, your hate, and all of that stuff, and your judgment, and your preconceived notions, and allowing what's in your best and highest interest, and allowing you to be all that, you know, you choose to be at the highest level possible. I always am trying to be more. I don't know what more I can be, but I just like using the word more because there's always more to experience. There's always more. And when you stop being afraid of change, you look for more because it gets boring to have the same. Even when it's good, like I have it really good, but I still want more. I don't know why I would want more. I have everything. I'm serious. I could, it really is like a really great life.
Great.
But I would like to see it for everybody. You know, I would like everybody to be happy. I'd like to go to the store and know that when I see a person at the store that they're happy.
Yeah.
You know, I would like that for everyone. And I think we're coming to that where people are realizing it's going to be people that make a difference, not government. And we're going to have to be people who live next to each other that make a difference for each other. How that comes about in as easily as in 3 months, I don't know. But I am allowing it. And I'm looking forward to seeing it because a few years ago, I said to my guy, he said, there's not going to be any more war. And I was like, oh, in my lifetime, you know, in my lifetime, I'm going to see where there's going to be total peace. And believe it or not, there was no war for a year. And I thought, my God, is this it?
Yeah.
But it wasn't it. It wasn't it, but it did make me actually believe that there could be no war. You know, that we don't actually have to be killing each other, that we could actually, as a world, do something correctly to unite each other as people. And I'm not sure what's going to bring it. I think that sentient or alien agenda has something to do with what's going to shift it, but it's more than that. Like I said, it's more complicated than I can think. So I have to kind of just allow it myself to see it, and then I have to trust that, you know, if I'm told something, I'll trust it, and if it happens, it happens, and 99% of what I get happens. So, you know, like I saw myself in this house that I'm living in, and I got the backyard done, and I got my garden in, and I planted 300 flowers, you know, and, you know, just to make the world a better place. And I did see it all coming, and did I believe? I didn't know how, and, you know, I had no idea. I still don't have an idea how I can be living so good. You know, I'm just allowing what's in my best and highest interest, and from that I'm going to try to be a blessing. And I think that's you, Anne. You are a blessing, and you're a blessing to a lot of people, more than you think. And I think that you're on that more. You're going to have a life full of more great things that you're going to be surprised about. Because I think you do get surprised quite a bit. Is that true?
Yeah. I definitely trying this house sitting around. You have to put your faith in the workout, you know, it has. So it kind of forces you in a much quicker way to deal with it, to accept it. You know,
You're staying in the present rather than looking to the future to come around or waiting for the past to get let go of it. You have to be in the present, and in the present is living. What we do today makes a difference for us tomorrow. And so I love that you're living. It's not the easiest. Listen, you could have the little I'm safe and never leave your room. It doesn't matter. Even if you have that, people are not safe in the room.
So do you see me in January? Do you see me a few more wanderings in January, or more settling down where I am?
Is she settling down? I think there's more movement that you're going to do, and not the settling down is what it, when I look at it, it just feels like it's a little bit different, the energy, and that you're looking for something.
That's kind of driving me crazy sometimes, but I know, I don't know.
You're looking
for something,
but I think you can, I still feel like you can find it in the flames. There's a message that you're not getting, or that you're not doing, or supposed to have, that and it has to do with fire somehow, with either a candle or a flame. I want you to try to do some ceremony. Okay. Go ahead. Did I lose you?
Okay, sorry. I think I hit mute for a minute.
Okay.
But nothing has come up yet. But maybe I have to be in a different location with the flame.
I don't think so. I think you have to really pay attention. It looks like it's a 20-minute thing, you know, of filling yourself in front of a flame or in front of a, it looks like it's more than the 10 minutes that I tell everybody. I'm just going to be honest with you. You need to connect on your level. You don't have to do more than 10 minutes. But
I haven't done it for that long, so maybe I'll expand it.
Maybe, because I feel like it's a little more intense than what you're doing. So go in with a deeper intention. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I hope that helps. I'm going to let you go with that. I hope that's good for you. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
I'll look forward to hearing from you. Namaste. I'm going to go on to 520.
Yeah, I felt like I was at the university housing, and it was the RA.
Hello.
But I
You're
admired her tenacity. I admired her business.
Okay. I'm going to have to put her on mute because she's having a full-fledged conversation. I'm going to call this the end of my show, and I'm going to say thank you, everybody. Happy holidays. And I'm going to give this person one more chance. 520, you're next on. So,
gosh, who knows? But I told the cleaner, I said, well, I'm looking. I called the small flavor.
I'm going to call that the end of my show. Okay, happy holidays, everybody. It really is an exciting time. And remember, set your intentions for the next 7 years right now. Tonight is the night. It's a new super moon. It's incredibly powerful. There's incredible glaring. There's incredible energy that's available. And you don't have to live small. You have to just be truthful in your heart of how you want to live. Okay, namaste, everybody. Remember, life's amazing.